Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. As nations begin conversations with Syria's de facto leader, the MENA Leadership Center sees God at work despite the chaos. Then, what it takes to get a Christian entrepreneur on their feet, even in poverty-stricken communities. But first, Syria's de facto leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, may be making the right promises, but the world is still watching closely. Some are taking first steps into an unknown future. Officials from the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and other countries met with al-Sharaa this December. Fadi Saraiha with the MENA Leadership Center was surprised those meetings took place since al-Sharaa was wanted by the U.S.
It seems that there is something that we don't know, and it seems that there are so many international arrangements around this. I really hope that this will not be on the expense of the minorities, including the Christians in Syria.
He's concerned Syria might experience the chaos Iraq has experienced for years. In all this, the MENA Leadership Center is considering the future.
Yes, it is impacting our work because we need to be sensitive to the needs of Christian leaders and the different ministries in the Middle East. And now the needs are different.
Future courses may touch on how to rebuild economies and ministries. Rebuilding is deeply needed in Syria, so pray for the church and the nation.
Pray that whatever is happening right now will be used for the expansion of the kingdom of God in Syria.
And be encouraged. Saraiha sees God at work today, calling many people to faith in Christ from all backgrounds.
Regardless of whatever we think and we fear, remember that the Lord is good. He is just helping, supporting the church in Syria.
Next, Sinicization remains a top concern for ministry workers in China heading into 2025. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China explains.
China is really trying to be China. That's the positive aspect. The thing that would be a prayer concern would be that we don't allow the culturalization of the gospel to change its core message. In other words, it has to be the gospel of Jesus Christ first.
Bibles for China works alongside the rural church, delivering Bibles printed in-country to believers who don't have God's Word. Ironically, Rovenstein says, Sinicization does not pose a threat to the integrity of Scripture.
I don't think the Bible itself is going to be compromised. It's the application of the Scripture in everyday life. When you read it and apply it, do you change the core message in such a way that it waters down the gospel and we serve country first and God second rather than God first and country second. That's a big prayer concern for us that the message of the gospel does not get watered down in any way.
Only the Lord knows what tomorrow holds. Pray for wisdom and discernment for leaders of Bibles for China.
There's an open door for conversation and relationship building. Pray that God opens doors for us to be sensitive to those opportunities.
And finally, many Christian entrepreneurs around the world lack the investment capital needed to start or sustain their businesses. Christian microfinance organizations continue to partner with these believers, offering income generation projects and zero interest loans. Scott Clifton of Farms International says impoverished business people have three options to obtain seed money. The first is to build savings, which often takes decades. The second is to take loans from banks,
which aren't an option because if you're poor, you don't have collateral.
The third option is to work with loan sharks who charge extortionary interest rates.
All the way up to 300% equivalent of annual interest. And so it's just impossible to get out of poverty when you're in that type of situation.
Clifton says that's where Farms comes in.
We think it's very important to focus on personal dignity, that someone is empowered, that we're not replacing the efforts that they should be giving, that we're not robbing them of their rights to put to use their God-given skills, gifts, and abilities.
He says the community is impacted when believers show Christ's love to one another.
As they've been helped, they'll turn around and they'll help others. And we've seen that time and time again.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, X, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.